Unit 9, Japan between the two world wars and role of Japan during Second World War. Page 25, Unit 9, Japan between the two world wars and role of Japan during Second World War. Structure 9.0, objective 9.1, introduction 9.2, Washington Conference 9.2.1, causes for the convocation 9.2.2, major questions and treaties 9.2.3, results of the conference 9.3, Manchurian crisis 9.3.1, factors responsible for the crisis 9.3.2, Mukden incident 9.4, Japan and Second World War 9.4.1, relations with the colonial powers 9.4.2, Pearl Harbor incident 9.4.3, Japan's blow to the Western colonialism in Asia 9.4.4, Japan's defeat and surrender 9.5, summary of the unit 9.6, model questions 9.7, books for study. Page 26, 9.0, objectives. A study of this unit would help you to know about the following factors. Two of the events added success to Japan's foreign affairs consequent upon her success in achieving domestic stability. The way Japan utilized to her development the colonies which were once under the Western imperial powers. Japan's policy of expansion reaching the climax through the Pearl Harbor incident. Ups and downs of Japanese occupations during the Second World War. 9.1, Introduction. The Washington Conference of 1921 and the Mukden incident were two of the events which added success to Japan's foreign affairs. When the Second World War began in 1939, the Allied nations led by England were involved in life and death struggle against the Axis powers led by Germany. Japan seized the opportunity and tried to establish her hold on Burma, Indochina and Indonesia, which were the colonies of England, France and Holland respectively. Japan strained her relations with Russia and America too. Japan reached the point of no return on the path of the Second World War, and this reminds us of another world catastrophe. 9.2, Washington Conference. Washington Conference was held in 1921 in the US capital. England, Japan, France, Italy, Holland, Belgium, Portugal and China attended the conference on the invitation of America. Due to the establishment of communist government in Russia, she was not invited. But for the first time, China could participate in the collective discussions related to her independence and territorial integrity. 9.2.1, factors responsible for the convocation. First factor, strained relations between America and Japan. Since the days of Russo-Japanese War, America opposed the Japanese expansion. America had declared that it was her intention to see that political independence and territorial integrity of China was maintained. When 21 demands were presented before China, America protested and asked China to turn down the demands. Due to the American intervention, Japan could not achieve her goal in getting the Pacific Islands and Shantung Railway property. Japanese demand of declaring racial equality was also turned down. There was restriction on Japanese immigration. Due to all these factors, the relations between the two countries deteriorated. Holding a conference was of necessity and hence the Washington Conference was held in 1921. Second factor, competition for asserting naval supremacy. A competition developed among the two countries, US and Japan, for asserting their naval supremacy. For example, for every ship being built by America, Japan used to build two ships. In order to check this competition, an international conference had to be convened. Third factor, question of reviving the Anglo-Japanese alliance. The alliance was to expire in July 1921. In case of war between America and Japan, there was a possibility of England supporting the latter as per the alliance. So America did not support the proposal for renewal. In this context, England was also in a dilemma. She would have encountered the position of America if agreed for the renewal. If not agreed, she would have incurred the displeasure of Japan. So England suggested the convocation of a general conference. Accordingly, the Washington Conference was held on November 11, 1921. Page 27, 9.2.2, Main Questions and Treaties. Two main questions were discussed. At the same time, three treaties were concluded. Questions discussed, number 1, disarmament, number 2, Far Eastern problems. Treaties concluded, number 1, four-part treaty, number 2, 5-part treaty, number 3, 9-part treaty. The question of disarmament was discussed by the representatives of America, England, Japan, France and Italy. The US Secretary of State Hughes presented his plan of disarmament. According to his plan, the naval strength of America, England, Japan, France and Italy was to be in the ratio of 5:5:3:1.75:1.75 respectively. The agreement concluded between these five countries came to be known as the 5-part treaty. At the same time, Japan insisted on America and England not to raise fortifications or construct naval bases in the area of Pacific Islands. America promised not to build fortresses or naval bases in the area except in the Hawaii group of islands. England promised not to do so except in Singapore. A 4-part treaty was also concluded in the conference. America, England, France, and Japan agreed to take action by mutual consultations in case of disputes in the Pacific area. This treaty replaced the Anglo-Japanese alliance, which was abrogated in August 1923. Regarding the problems of Far East, an opportunity was given to the representatives of China and Japan. Position of China and question of ownership of Shantung were the important factors to be discussed. Representatives of both the countries held separate talks, but the questions could not be settled. Finally, an agreement was possible due to the intervention of America. Japan agreed to give up Shantung to China in return for a compensation. A 9-part treaty was also concluded on the occasion. The representatives of all the 9 countries who participated in the conference signed the treaty. The treaty came to be known as the Magna Carta of China because the members present agreed to respect the sovereignty, independence, territorial and administrative integrity of China. China was given freedom to establish an effective and stable government. It was agreed to respect the open door policy in China. Page 28, 9.2.3. Results of the conference. The Washington Conference prevented a possible war between America and Japan. It also prevented a cash clash between China and Japan. Regarding the naval power, Japan was placed in a better position. It provided America a chance to realize greater responsibilities in the Far East. Written assurance was given for the protection of China, but it was not tolerated by Japan. Hence, with the lapse of 10 years, 1931, Japan attacked Manchuria, which should have belonged to China. With the lapse of another 10 years, 1941, Japan declared war on America. That was why, while analyzing the achievements of the conference, Nathaniel Pfeffer writes, in quotes, "The working of Washington Conference was a shabby farce, a parade of hollow pretense and a mockery of world hope." Close quotes. It is also said that the, open quotes, "last chance of preventing war between America and Japan, which broke out in 1941, was lost at Washington in 1921. Close quotes. These remarks appear to be too critical because the work of the conference appears to be sound. It is true that the conference had done nothing to improve the strained relations between America and Japan. 9.3 Manchurian crisis. Manchuria was known for forest and mineral wealth. Manchurian timber, gold, iron, coal, the agricultural products like soybean, wheat, millet, barley, etc. attracted the foreigners. Hence, both Russia and Japan were struggling to have control over Manchuria. But majority of the people were Chinese. Lakhs of farmers of Shantung owned land in Manchuria. Manchurian government was led by a Chinese warlord. In 1928, the parallel government of Nanking was recognized by Manchuria. Hence, China claimed the ownership of Manchuria. But Japan tried to occupy the same by force. This attempt led to the Manchurian crisis. Page 29, 9.3.1. Factors responsible for the crisis. The following factors prompted Japan to attack Manchuria in 1931. Number 1. Effect of the worldwide depression of 1930s. Number 2. Role of military dictators. Number 3. Role of patriotic secret societies. Number 4. Influence of Ikikita's writing. Number 5. Unchanged attitude of the Chinese government. Number 6. Mukden incident. The worldwide economic depression started in America in 1929, but had its effect on the Japanese economy in the decade of 1930. Out of the total silk produced in Japan, 2 out of 5 used to be exported to America. As a result of the depression, there was a steep fall in the price of silk. Japanese silk growers who dependent on American market were in great trouble. Only the private business houses like Mitsui and Mitsubishi could withstand the effect of depression. Japan wanted to improve the economic condition by acquiring the wealth of Manchuria. In the decade of 1930, military dictatorship was dominant in Japan. Prime Minister Tanaka himself was in support of military dictatorship. In the Tanaka Memorial, he had explained the foreign policy to be followed by Japan. Occupation of Manchuria, China and Siberia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Europe and America, one after another, and ultimately the world. Conquest was the crux of that foreign policy. Since Manchuria was first in the list, Japan embarked on occupying Manchuria. In the decade of 1920, there emerged secret societies like National Essence Society and National Foundation Society. The leaders of these societies alleged that political parties being controlled by the private business houses were encouraging selfishness and corruption. The societies had assassination squads. They had a blacklist of the bankers, financiers and political leaders to be assassinated. They called for the emancipation of the whites throughout the world, and Manchurians should be the first among them. Japanese writer Ikki Kita evoked the interest of the Japanese people through his writings. In his book, A Reconstruction Program for Japan, he advocated fundamental changes in Japanese society. He advocated the establishment of a revolutionary empire which should include millions of Indians and Chinese. Japanese should guide them. Ikki Kita wrote that Japanese civilization was the outcome of fusion of Oriental and Occidental civilization. A great wave of Japanese civilization troubled Europe and America. Kita's book was banned almost immediately, but the manuscripts were circulated. Although Japan followed a liberal policy towards China, the Chinese continued their aggressive attitude towards the Japanese. For example, in 1927, in a bid to drive the foreigners out of Nanking, the Japanese base was completely looted. The Japanese were ill-treated by the Chinese and at Hankou. In the summer of 1931, the Chinese soldiers killed one of the Japanese military officers. All these factors were the deep-rooted causes for the Japanese action against China and Manchuria. An immediate cause was provided by Mukden Incident. 9.3.2 Mukden Incident. On the night of 18 September 1931, the South Manchurian railway line was blasted through a bomb explosion near Mukden. This was the strategy of Japanese Kwantung Army, which used to guard the Manchurian Railway. It wanted to exhibit a cause for the occupation of Manchuria. The Mukden incident was the first in the series of events which occurred since 1931. Japan had set the ball on to roll. Attack on China 1937, Japan's entry into the Berlin-Rome Axis 1937, attack on Pearl Harbor 1941, her defeat and unconditional surrender 1945, revolution and liberation movements in Asia were the events occurred after the Mukden incident. Immediately after the incident, the Kwantung Army attacked Manchuria. In 1932, part of Manchuria was declared as Manchukuo, a puppet state. Manchukuo was declared as Japanese protectorate. An executive committee was appointed to look after its administration. Jehol, Inner Mongolia and Shanghai of China were annexed to the new puppet state. The last of the Manchu emperors, Henry Pu Yi, was invited to rule over Manchukuo. In the meanwhile, the League of Nations appointed a commission under Lytton to inquire into Japanese aggression. The commission declared Japan as an aggressor and asked her to evacuate the occupied territory. Asked the members of the League not to recognize the new puppet regime. Instead of evacuating from Manchuria, Japan withdrew from the League itself. Italy and Germany followed the footsteps of Japan. Italy occupied Abyssinia and Germany occupied Austria, Sudetenland, Czechoslovakia and Poland. As a result of Japan's success in Manchuria, the military dictators gained an upper hand. Between 1933 and 1937, many untoward incidents occurred between China and Japan. In June 1937, began the Second Sino-Japanese Wars near the Marco Polo Bridge. The nationalist leader of China, Chiang Kai-shek, was not prepared for peace. By 1939, Japan occupied the coastal regions of China. When the Second World War began in September 1939, the second stage of the Sino-Japanese War merged itself into the Second World War and assumed much importance. Page 30, 9.4, Japan and the Second World War. The Second World War started in September 1939. German dictator Hitler occupied Poland. Immediately, England, France declared war against Hitler. Japan entered into the war in favor of Germany. In the summer of 1940, Hitler occupied Holland, defeated France, and about to occupy England. Hitler's success in Europe encouraged Japan in Asia. 9.4.1 Relations with Western Colonial Powers. Japan began to establish her power over the French, Dutch, and English colonies in Asia. French Indochina was attacked by Japan. The province of Hainan was occupied. Since the French were to fight the Germans in Europe, they could not protect their colony. Japan interfered in the affairs of Dutch Indonesia. Japan had an eye on the abundant oil and rubber resources of Indonesia. Japan got increased the quantity of import of these commodities. Indonesia was filled with Japanese emigrants. Japan tried to minimize the strength of England during the war. England had economic interest in China. England connected China with Burma through the highways and railroads. For the transport of food materials and arms, England depended largely on the Burmese highways. Within few months of the declaration of war, Japan got closed the Burmese highways. The relations between Japan and Russia were also not cordial during the war. On two occasions, Russia was on the verge of losing her colonies in Asia. Firstly, on the eve of Manchuria-Siberia border dispute. Secondly, on the eve of Mongolia-Siberia border dispute. On both the occasions, Russia could settle the issue amicably. Animosity between Japan and America increased during the war. In 1937, the Japanese Navy drowned an American battleship Panay in the river Yangtze. Few torpedo boats and tankers belonging to an oil company were also sunk. These boats and tankers were clearly marked as American vessels. America took steps against this deliberate act of Japan. She forbade the export of aircrafts to Japan, severed commercial relations with her. President F.D. Roosevelt ordered closure of American market for Japanese goods. Allied Council was formed with England, China, etc. as the members to check Japanese aggression. Still, both the countries were in quest for peace. Page 31, 9.4.2, Pearl Harbor Incident. On the suggestion of Japan, negotiations began in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Cordell Hull represented America. Japanese ambassador in the U.S. Nomura represented Japan. Discussions were held for months together, but nothing could come out. In the meanwhile, there was a change in Japanese government. On the resignation of Premier Kanoe, terrorist military leader, Tojo came to power. He had sent Kurusu to assist Nomura. Kurusu placed before Hull a letter of Japanese government's plan. Hull, who analyzed the plan, did not accept in full but suggested certain conditions. When talks and counter-talks were going on, Japan began war with America. On Sunday, the 7th December 1941, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor in the Hawaii group of islands. American soldiers who were in Sunday holiday mood could not make out their mischief. 8 major battleships, 3 torpedo boats, and 4 other ships were sunk. The naval base was completely destroyed. Recent research has revealed that the Japanese action was in retaliation to the American action in sinking a Japanese submarine. When America entered into the war, England, Holland, and China supported her. 9.4.3 Japanese blow to Western colonialism. After the fall of Pearl Harbor, Hong Kong, Philippines, and American owned islands fell into the hands of Japanese forces. Japan sunk 2 English vessels by name the Prince of Wales and the Republic. Malaya, Dutch Indonesia, Burma, including the British naval base of Singapore, were occupied by Japan. With the occupation of Thailand, Western domination on Southeast Asia came to an end. The Japanese advanced as far as India. Condition of China became critical as a result of the fall of Hong Kong and Burma because a lot depended on Burmese highways. Japan took steps for the development of the occupied territories. She declared the establishment of Greater East Asia. but its extent was not defined. East Asia Development Society was also formed for the administration of the occupied territories. 9.4.4 Defeat and surrender of Japan. By 1942, the tide of Japanese attack began to recede. In the Battle of Coral Sea fought in May 1942, America defeated Japan. In the Battle of Midway fought in June, US won a resounding victory. By the end of 1942, American Air Force bombarded Tokyo. Guadalcanal Channel in the Solomon Islands fell into the hands of the Allied powers. In course of time, the Pacific Islands also fell. By 1944, Philippines was recaptured. Burmese highways were evacuated. In the summer of 1945, Hitler committed suicide after the surrender of Germany. Now the Allies could devote their attention on Japan. The Allied statesmen met at Potsdam and discussed about the action to be taken against Japan. They suggested unconditional surrender of Japan on August 2, 1945. But Japan continued the war. When there was no sign of Japanese surrender, President Truman decided to drop a bomb on August 6, 1945. The first atom bomb was dropped on the city of Hiroshima. Still, Japan did not accept defeat. On August 9, another bomb was dropped on the city of Nagasaki. Two industrial cities were completely destroyed. Japan declared the unconditional surrender on August 14, 1945. On September 2nd, General MacArthur, the Supreme Commander of the Allied Powers, signed the document of surrender with the Japanese representatives in one of the U.S. battleships. Page 32, 9.5, Summary of the Unit. In spite of the fact that an international conference was held at Washington, the deteriorated relations between America and Japan did not improve. The Manchurian crisis exhibited the weakness of the League of Nations. Japan's policy of expansion reached its climax. Results of bomb attacks prompted the Allied occupation of Japan. 9.6 Model questions. Long answer questions. Number 1. Explain the factors responsible for the convocation of the Washington Conference and its achievements. Number 2. Explain the causes and results of the Manchurian crisis. Number 3. Give an account of Japan's foreign policy between the two world wars. Number 4. Describe the role of Japan during the Second World War. Short answer questions. Question number 1. Give an account of the main questions discussed in the Washington Conference. Number 2. Write a short note on the Mukden incident. Number 3. Explain the relations between America and Japan during the Second World War. Number 4. Describe the importance of Pearl Harbor incident.
Number 2, W.G. Vitelli, the book, The Modern Italy.